The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 193. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, which I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brian Manjoma.
We knew that making jokes about raping kids was a bad idea.
Oh, man. Brett Murdoch.
I'm going to go with everybody except for like six people.
And Adam Vail.
What's up?
All right, man. We're back another Sunday night. We were having a very cool discussion on Monster Hunters. We were doing the Cool Vey Taroth stuff. Pretty crazy. So Chris, I'm guessing you finally found that stupid gold piece that allowed you to get them and stuff? Because that was what we were trying to work on Saturday. It didn't work, you know?
Yeah. I didn't have to actually find a gold piece. I had to talk to the Admiral. And then they pull you in this cutscene. And then you talk to all the other hunters. And then they go, oh, we're going to hunt this giant gold monster. And then when I went back to the gathering hub, it was open, like on the book. It wasn't there before, and then it was there.
Interesting.
So I started doing it. I had no idea what I was doing. The first time I went in there, I was like, what the fuck is it? So loading cannons and shit. I got murdered. As soon as I got to the second stage, that thing lit me up. Like, it just breathes fire on you. It's like, done. And I tried, like, I think I won a couple by accident because I joined a session that was ending. It's like, sweet. So I got the rewards. But yeah, finding that thing is a bitch, man.
Yeah, that happened to me the other day when I went in. Like, literally, I got in there. It's like, here, pick up your rewards. I'm like, okay, sure. It's crazy. But I did that a couple of times. So yeah, like you guys, I got a nice golden weapon, you know, and I can make the golden armor. So I just need some gems and shit, but I'm good to go. You know, it's crazy. Good stuff, man. Monster Hunter, they just got that thing going until Thursday, I believe. So
yeah, get it now. Like, I think, oh, and this week also the Nightclub DLC launches for GTA, another game.
Oh, shit.
So that's Tuesday is the Nightclub.
It's crazy. What's going on, Fergus? Never been in the chat for the question show. Really? I guess you've only been here for the other one, the main show. Yeah, please.
Welcome. Yeah.
Please ask us some gaming questions. As a matter of fact, for you guys joining us, shit is dry right now. We only had 5 questions this week. So unless you ask us extra stuff, we're going to be here for a very short time. You know?
Hello, stranger. What are you buying? What are you selling?
Yeah. Anyway, so without further ado, let's get into it, man. So the first one is from Himdeal. It's funny about this dude because he's been listening to us forever. Me, Manny, and I've actually met him a couple of times at conventions.
Yep.
And this guy still forgets that we don't do pop culture questions anymore. So if you have another one, if you're here tonight, feel free to ask us another question. But let's answer his first one here. This is an interesting one. Are there any games you'd consider only watching on Twitch or YouTube and never playing it? I remember E-Man saying he did Quantum Break that way. Manny, yeah, I'll let you answer first.
I did watch Quantum Break all the way through. Are there any games that I would... I mean, the thing is, I would probably watch some games, watch playthroughs of games that I don't actually have the consoles for. And I'm having, and I have a passing interest in. So that's pretty much it.
All right. Anybody else have yes as the answer?
I have yes in a weird way because I'm still waiting to watch Chris play Resident Evil, the new one. Because he's beat him 8 times, right? You beat it 8 times?
Or something like that? No, platinum it twice.
He platinum it twice. That's one too many. So I would like to see you play that because you know where you're going and what you're doing, and you don't have to worry about running. Oh my god, what's going on in here? You already know what's happening, and I think that would be fun to see.
So, that would actually be an interesting stream session, dude.
Yeah, like, I've been telling
you. Just like you just Yeah, like boop, 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 boop through the whole game.
Yeah, that exactly. would have been even better last year when the game was relevant.
There's lots of people that haven't finished it. And if you say, hey, there's a guy who got platinum it twice, he's going to do a playthrough. It's like, well, then he's not going to get lost and shit. He's going to know how to get this done. That'll be a fun watch.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, if we let Final Fantasy VII get streamed, I guess there's nothing wrong with Resident Evil 7 being streamed, you know? I'll leave it up to you guys. That'll be interesting.
Hey, I'll do it. I'll do it at the end of the week.
Oh, shit. Wait, Resident Evil 7? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it! I wish one of you guys had a PSVR so you could stream it in VR.
But then we wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah.
You watch it in VR.
Can we see it?
I want to hear reactions. But that's the only reason, like... Man, I don't want. I'll be straight up honest. I don't want to play that game in VR. Like, I have enough anxiety in my fucking life right now.
Brett, don't do it. Don't do it. I played that shit. I played 20 minutes of that in VR. Don't. No.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Final Fantasy VII. I was like, what? Why do you want to see that in VR? But yeah, that makes sense. Resident Evil 7.
You need diapers, man, with that shit. You know.
There's no
looking away from it. There's only more horror.
Yeah, that's it.
If you like that this week, I could do it. In the week, I'll set up a Resident Evil 7 stream. I'll go top to bottom.
Nice. Adam, are you going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it, and we'll be part of it. We need the reaction, because I only played like an hour in. I think I got up to the crazy chick, you know, and shot her a bunch of times in the face, and she went running off, and I was like, maybe I'll get back to it. I never went back to it. So, yeah, I'm hyped.
That's crazy.
I mean, I watch a Resident Evil stream.
Yeah.
There's a lot of horror games that I just honestly, I'm not huge into the horror genre just because I feel like it's a lot of jump scares and artificial tension. And I get that's some people's jam. I prefer my games more situationally intense, which is the reason I like shit like DayZ, which again, I also really liked. I like watching sandbox games like even Sea of Thieves or DayZ or things like that, like games where people are jackassing around and having to, you know, building their own story. I'll watch those kinds of plays, videos on those kinds of games, because it doesn't affect my experience at all. If anything, it tells me like, oh, there's a cool area over here I should check out or something like that. But it's more like listening to a podcast. You know what I mean? Or like kind of when I assume people watch our streams, like half of it's about the conversation, half of it's about what's going on in the game. Like, oh my God, Tony, tell them the patty cake story.
Patty cake story?
And my son too.
Oh yeah, that was brilliant. I gotta upload that shit, man. So basically, you know how characters have different gestures and stuff, right? So I had the sumo gesture, and so did Morgan, our buddy, right? And basically, you know, it's like, you know, you like, you know, the 100 hand slap that Ihana does. So imagine two people facing each other doing this shit. What is that? It's patty cake, you know. So me and Morgan were doing that while Chris and Brett were behind us dancing. It was fucking insane. You know, I got to upload that clip. That was brilliant. But anyway, to answer the question, no, there are absolutely no games I would rather watch than play. That whole idea seems insane to me. Like, if I'm going to watch it, I may as well play it. You know what I'm saying? And that is different than watching your buddy play a game. You know, you're really just there to talk. But like, I think for the purposes of this question is, you know, it's like, hey, okay, you don't want to play this game, but you'd rather watch it. So, yeah, no, there's no game like that exists for me. If I'm going to watch it, I'm going to play it, you know?
Yeah, like, I can understand, like, even... Like, I can understand using Let's Plays or something like that the way that we used to use strategy guides for
those
of us that did use strategy guides. You know, it gives you, you know, access or insight into the game, how other people are playing, what other people are doing, especially if there's any kind of creativity or armor builds or things like that. Like, I totally get all that, but... Instead of what? Instead of playing the game?
That's
like,
the question. Instead of playing.
I have one part, I guess, that's sort of linked to that. I don't like marksman. I don't like using a sniper rifle, but yet I'll watch a bunch of like builds on YouTube for the Division with the marksman rifle and different gear sets and stuff. But I have no plans of ever using it, but I just like to see what they're doing.
Yeah, but you're playing the game.
So. I am, but not putting never still at playing class. It. Yeah, but you're I don't still playing that it. Class. So, like, let's say if it was, like, a paladin and a knight and all that type of stuff, you know, and there's one class you never pick just to see what's going on. Or, like, a Diablo. Diablo, I always play as the warrior. I don't play as the warlock or anything. But I'll watch to see, like, what's their loadout, what's cool features for it.
No, but would you watch an entire playthrough of that? That's the question, bro.
The only people I know that do that are people that just don't have money for games.
I think you may have hit onto something. I think you might be. Yeah.
I
no, Adam. Adam.
money and time, and he'll watch like JRPGs and stuff.
No, I think you just answered the question. Like, because I'm always asking, why are so many kids watching games? Because they can't afford them. That's interesting.
There is a possibility.
It's a possibility, but like for example, Fortnite is a free to play game, and it's the most streamed game like currently. And on Twitch.
Yeah, but there's a lot of strategy for that. People are using streamers to figure out strategy, to figure out their, and also there's a kind of addictive obsessive behavior. And I'm not ragging on Overwatch players or anything like that, but there's a point where you become like so into something, and it's happened to me with several video games, like, you know, Dark Souls, for instance. Like man, like Dark Souls ate my face, and like I'd be sitting at work and I'd have 15 extra minutes to pop onto a Dark Souls Reddit or something like that. Like check out, see what other builds people are using. Like there's a way certain games kind of bleed their way into every everyday aspects of life, especially if they're competitive, you know, because then you kind of have to have the edge on the other guy or see how to shore this up, or maybe you miss something in the story. So I can understand people, like, you know, people are watching this shit when they can't play Overwatch because they want to be playing Overwatch and they can't be playing Overwatch. That's where most of those streams are coming from, I think. I don't think people are stopping to play, you know, playing the game to watch that shit. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's because there's like a bunch of games that I, like, for example, I was talking to Isaac. He was telling me how great the original Deus Ex is, the old school Deus Ex. It's like, yeah, the one part of me is like, yeah, that would be cool to actually watch it. Well, not watch it, but like experience it. But I'd rather play it than watch somebody play it. Like watching somebody play an entire game, I'm just too old. I don't know. I can't do that.
And the reason and the parts that I always did was it was always kind of, it wasn't really full on playthroughs. It was really just all the story aspects of the game, which is weird.
I don't actually
watch the full game. It's kind of like choice cuts. So it's like it's all the cinematics and all the moments in the game where there's actually story elements, which is weird. I also don't like any playthroughs that involve someone talking over it.
Does the question specify a complete playthrough?
No, it doesn't, but it's again, I'll read it. Are there any games you'd consider only watching on Twitch or YouTube and never playing?
Yeah. Fortnite.
And the reason he says, I remember E-Man saying he did that for Quantum Break, which leads me to think, okay, you're watching a whole gameplay then, you know?
I think it's kind of like sort of like what Torrance was trying to do to you, Tony. Like, I think Torrance rather watch you play and complain about the game than him playing the game himself. So there might be some of that aspects. Like if you post like a 2-hour video saying I'm going to play Fortnite, I'd rather watch that than play the game myself.
Yeah, but that's, here's the thing. Fortnite is a weird one because there's no beginning, middle, and end. It's just random shooting.
He just asked any games.
Yeah,
he didn't ask if it was it had a story.
I guess, but no, I still wouldn't. You know, unless my buddy's in there and I chat with him for a little bit. No, I'm just not into streaming. I'm really not. I don't understand it really, and I think I'm just too old. You know.
What about a game that you want to play the sequel but don't necessarily want to go back and play the original?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. I know what you're talking about. I'd rather read the Wikipedia. It's faster, you know? somebody was suggesting, I was like, yo, just watch videos of the old game before you play the new one. I'm like, I just read Wikipedia, man. Fuck that, you know?
I did watch all of the original Nier also on there to kind of...
Kingdom Hearts, that's what it was. People were like, watch Kingdom Hearts playthroughs. I'm like, why the fuck would I do that?
I do think people would like to see, probably might want to see you play all three Kingdom Hearts games.
No, they probably would. The problem is, I don't think I want to watch me play it. You know? It's interesting, man. All right, anybody else want to jump in on this? Brian, would you ever do this?
I just been thinking about what games I would, and I for the most part, I just watch the videos for the commentary rather than anything else, so I wouldn't really do that. Oh, no. So again, if I want to play the game, then I'll play it. If I don't want to play it, then I won't. And that's the end of that. So, no, there's not really any game that I would.
But does the commentary count, though? Like, I mean, it's still part of the thing.
I don't think it does, but maybe, yeah.
Then I quote-unquote watch it for the commentary, so I'm not really watching it. I'm just more, like, listening to it in the background and just seeing, like, what they think of the game, how they feel the game is. Because if it's a game that I played, then I like to see how other people play through it and how they commentate through it and whatnot. So I don't really watch it for the game's sake. I just I'm more there for the personality than the game itself. Like, I was recently watching a guy play through Bloodborne again because he never went through the chest dungeons. So at the time I was going through them, I was like, hey, you know what? I follow this guy. So let's see how he's doing with the chalice dungeons, and let's see what stuff he gets annoyed at. And pretty much he got annoyed at everything after the defiled stuff. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's skip a defiled chalice dungeon. Everything's poison and you're half energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, fuck that shit, man.
Man, I want Bloodborne 2 to come out just so I can watch Tony and Carlos stream it.
We never streamed the original one, did we?
No, but I want to hear all the what the fucking damn.
Yeah, because Brett, you and I played a lot of Bloodborne, you know. Remember
that?
Yeah. Would be interesting. No,
when we played Bloodborne, that's when I started telling you guys the tagline, the slogan for Bloodborne should be "What the fuck is that?"
Exactly, and we said it every 2 minutes without fail. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Oh yeah, you know, if they make another Bloodborne, we're streaming that shit. That's already happening, you know. How many players could you get into that shit at once? Was it four?
Three.
Three? Oh, it was three. Three, yeah.
Yeah, three if you dry finger yourself. Or is that Dark Souls?
What? You finger yourself?
That's dirty, man.
Yeah, man.
It's like that?
Yeah, some James Gunn shit right now, man. You got to chill out. All right, man. Let's move on here to Black Metal Gamer. So his first question is, what classic games that you originally missed out on did you try to play but couldn't because they were too dated? Very interesting question. Come on, guys. Ooh. Yeah, I know. It's like, ooh, I've been thinking about this for a couple of hours. I'm like,
Dated game? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe I feel like it might be. Well, this would actually be a good question for, you know, the younger members.
Ooh, the younger guys, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like, I mean, here's the thing, like, since we kind of come from those times, we can still kind of remember a lot of those things. It's like you're playing an old game, an old platformer, and it has like this is like, okay, yep, these are how these work.
Oh, I got one for us. Yeah, can I jump in real quick? Because I got one. Manny, and you led me to it. I cannot play those fucking old ass Atari games. I never grew up with them. Somebody like, son, chill.
What,
chill.
You can't do the boxing game and the tank game.
No, because I never played those things. Like
I could, never played those.
Like Nintendo games, I could still go back to. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this. I remember this. I remember Atari. I'm like, no, thank you, sir.
It's very much a different, almost a different era of game. Very much a different area of gaming. Which it's funny because it's not even that long from each other.
Yeah. It's before they started actually making things more complex than basic shapes.
Yeah.
It was the yellow rectangle. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And he had to use the cover to kind of be like, hey, this is what I'm supposed to look like. Imagination.
So, yeah, my answer is E.T.
Have you ever played E.T.?
Fuck no.
Don't even say E.T.
Why not? I originally missed out on it, but I can't play now because it's too dated.
I fell in the first hole, could never get out. I'm like, this is crap.
Now, does it count if you played the game but can't bear to go back to play it again, even though you want to? Because I have several things I've wanted to return to that I've tried to be like, oh, no, no.
I'm going to allow it.
I'm going to use it a perfect example. I really don't know how I feel about Shamnu. Like, I really wanted to play it again, and then I saw the footage, and I was like, oh, damn. Oh, bitch. Oh, goddamn.
The question says not a game you've never played.
Yeah, it has to be. Okay. Well, so we'll throw that in there at the end of it when we run out of questions here, because I got a couple of those, boy.
Yeah, because I think that makes it even harder. Like, game you didn't play and you went back to, or you went back in time to play.
Yeah, so it's like a game that you missed out on originally that you wanted to play, then you went back to play, and you're like, oh, fuck, I can't play this shit. Too dated. So, yeah, let's get the younger guys in here first. Carlos, you got one?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever went – like, I've never – like, I don't play that many retro games. And, I mean, I did when they came out. I never – like, the only generation – the only major generation that I didn't really get to play was Atari. 2600 kind of generation, whatever that is. But I've never went back to play Atari games. I think the only time I played them were in the arcades. So yeah, I can't really say that I've played a retro game that I've never played before. Yeah, it's a boring answer, but
are there things like you couldn't go back? Like, could you go back? Did you play the original Legacy of Kain?
No.
Would you play it now? Because it looks god awful.
I have never thought of it before, so I don't know.
He's like, Legacy of who?
Ooh, can I answer that one? Because I actually did go to play, because I never played Legacy of Kain. I played Soul Reaver. That's where I got my introduction. So I tried to play Legacy of Kain. I'm like, I can't hang with this shit. It was too weird, you know? But I think
it's essentially Zelda with vampires.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm like, what is this? Because I'm expecting action and shit, and it wasn't that at all. And I think you're right, because I never liked the original Zelda, so I think maybe that's why I didn't like that. But I don't think it was really because it was... Yeah, Brad, you know that the original Zelda, I played that shit for like 10 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit? You know?
Well, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah. All right. I'll click you off.
Domain is daddy.
But anyway, I don't think that answer counts because it's just the style of game I didn't like. It wasn't because it was dated, you know? I don't know. Anybody else? Oh, Brian, what about you, man?
Well, I seem to be quite exempt now. Generally speaking, there aren't no real games I feel I want to go back and play. The only thing I can possibly think of is maybe going back and finishing, what's it called? Dying Crisis 2. That's like the only thing I can think of doing, but even then I just wouldn't because I just don't feel like it. There's just too many games out to the point where I just don't feel the need to. But in terms of games I've never played before, I don't really feel like that. I just tend to play whatever games I feel like, and most of the time it's games that have been out like since pretty much the PS3 days onwards. So no,
but you're playing the PC version of those, right?
Yes.
So they games age differently on PC because you can scale them up.
Yeah, but even then I just don't feel the need to go back and play them. Like the only I guess technically speaking the only game I want to go back and play is Fear 2. But that's more for just playing through the Fear series than anything else. So I don't really have an answer.
All right. Does anybody else have an actual answer? It's a little bit of a tough one. So I think most of the games we wanted to play, we already did play.
I was thinking, like, I might want to go back to play sort of like Final Fantasy 2 and, Final Fantasy 2, because I've never played that one.
Yeah, play it on. If you're gonna play Final Fantasy 1 and 2, play them on PSP. Those are the best versions, you know. Redone graphics.
So I'm thinking it's like
you never played them DS versions. DS pretty good.
Nah, I never played it. So I was thinking like if I ever want to go back to play those and I look at sort of videos of it and I'm like, oh, that doesn't look good. That might be an answer, but yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that as an answer. All right. Anybody else? Do you want to do the flip side, like games that you did play back in the day? And it's like, oh, fuck, this isn't aged that well.
Gran Turismo for the PS1.
Oh, shit.
That shit looks fucking. That looks funky as hell, man.
Every BioWare game ever.
Damn.
Baldur's Gate? Come on. Baldur's Gate didn't age that badly.
No, that's true, but Jade Empire, KOTOR.
Oh, KOTOR, yeah, man.
I never thought Jade Empire looked any good.
It to begin with, yeah.
It didn't look great.
I have one for... Oh, no, I don't have one for Tony. I was going to say I have one for Tony, but I don't think it counts. I was going to say Super Mario 64, but I don't think you ever played that game.
Oh, I did. I played it when it did originally come out. I thought it was ass back then, you know? I thought it looked terrible back then, you know?
Okay, so I'm going to bust out of revenue. We're not friends anymore.
All right, there you go, man. There you go.
I mean, it did look terrible even back in the day.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, actually, you guys brought up KOTOR. I actually did try to play that. Maybe, you know, when they brought it over at Xbox, I'm like, no, thank you, sir.
it looks bad. Yeah.
So I guess that's my answer. I was like, no. I heard the game was like one of the illest games ever made. I tried to play. I'm like, nah, son, we good, you know. But hey, going back to the first version, even that, I still wouldn't stream. You know, fuck that. I'll read the wiki.
Fuck that.
make a Star Wars novel out of that, unless they already did.
Dude, they probably did.
They probably did, you know. All right, let's move on. Unless anybody
else
has...
Or read the Wikipedia.
Yeah. Your wiki's wrong, though, man. All right, moving on here. This is an interesting one. By the way, Black Metal Gamer, you're a slick motherfucker, man. This is two questions in one. I see what you're doing. But since we have time tonight, this time now. I will allow it. All right, so what are fun games to you? Games that make you say, fuck yeah, or woo, or just, you know, make you feel good. All right, that's the first part of the question. All right, so let's answer that first part.
Ooh, I like three answers for that. The real answer, a joke answer, and another joke answer.
Oh, shit. Go for it.
So, the first answer I thought of was, I know what a game is not fun, and this is quoted by the director himself, The Last of Us.
Yeah, that's that's the second part of the question.
fuck's sake. Okay. Sernan Kagura. That game is stupidly fun. It's pure, like, turn your brain off, just play for the fun. Just Cause as well. It's just pure, hey, like, forget the story, forget anything that makes sense. Just blow stuff up and enjoy yourself, have ultimate fun. So I guess it's Sernan Kagura and Just Cause, because they just say, fuck yes. Like, just forget about everything, forget about all sensibilities. And mostly things made by Hideki Kamiya as well. I feel like his games are just like, hey, here's a cool system, master it, and you feel like a boss.
Vanquish.
Yes, Vanquish is one of them.
I think one of the best answers for this is GTA 3, because that game was just pure fun. It's the first time a lot of people felt sort of freedom in a game, and you can do whatever you want and do a lot of experiences that previously weren't really done. So, yeah, I think that, like, a culmination of just being a fun game, like, I think GTA 3 kind of encompassed that.
I was going to say San Andreas, because San Andreas took care of a lot of the shortcomings. Like, in GTA 3, yeah. Vice City, yeah. Couldn't swim. And I don't know if GTA 3 could fly. No, in Vice City, you could fly.
GTA 3, you originally were supposed to fly, but after 9/11, they clip your wings, literally, in the planes and stuff, so you couldn't do it.
Yeah, San Andreas was like the culmination of fun things to do. I was going to throw in there the Saints Row series, because that was like, how do we make GTA more fun and zany, and made those games.
Damn, you motherfuckers coming up with some good answers. I'm going to go with the obvious one for me, the old school 16-bit Sonic games, man. Fun as fuck. Why do you think I love Sonic Mania so much, man? I love that shit. The SNES and NES Mario games were pretty fun. Although Mario World was probably the most fun for me. You know, you get a smile on your face. All right. Go ahead, guys. I don't want to take it because I have some more, but I know somebody's going to say it, so I don't want to say it.
I know what you're going to say. Heroes of the Storm.
You know, the illest game of all time.
What game was that? Heroes of the Storm. For me, I mean, as far as recent games, I'd say Gravity Rush was a really fun game to play. As far as, like, classic games, I mean, it's weird because it's like there's like different strokes for different folks kind of a deal. Like, you know, I found a lot of enjoyment in playing a lot of those old, like, older RPGs.
Not enjoyment, fun.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah, fun, like, fun. We're going like ooh, I'm happy. Yeah,
not sad. Yeah. Well, not even them. Like, there is a factor of fun, as in like it's, you don't have to be breadcrumbed along. Like, you enjoy the experience of whatever you're doing.
Yeah, like, but I'm not the type of person that'll go, ooh, oh my god, yeah. You know,
is there anything that you just enjoy the gameplay so much that it doesn't matter if there's story or like there can still be a story, but like. Like for me, for instance, Red Faction 2 Guerrilla, like that was like an open world story game and everything like that. Like, I just love the fuck out of that game, because anybody shooting at you from behind a stone barricade, you can just run up and slam a hammer through the barricade to send them flying. Like, it was kind of the Just Cause thing.
I would say old school beat 'em ups, probably, you know, like Streets of Rage and Final Fight. Those kind of, you know, there's, you know, just enough story to get you to go along. You just beat the shit out of everybody that comes walking at you. I thought those games were fun.
There you go. Do you feel that way about Street Fighter?
Street Fighter 2, yeah, as well. You know, I do like fighting games in general because it's just the simplicity of it, you know. I mean, obviously, though, those games can be quite frustrating when it comes to certain people. especially going online and fighting against those guys who've already exploited the system left, right, and crooked. I always, we've said these stories before. Like me and Tony always used to go visit each other's houses, and our other friend, we'd all visit each other's places and just play fighting games all the damn time.
Can I throw in Gunstar Heroes before somebody else does?
I don't know if anybody will.
Yeah, really? No, like, that game's fucking awesome. That's a definition of a fun game, you know?
I would play that game. I've beaten that game like probably 150 times, and I would still sit down to play it at the drop of a hat.
By the way, even though they're frustrating as shit, I have fun playing Mega Man games, the old school ones. They're fun to me, you know?
Would you say the same thing about Contra?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You have a blast, man. You high-fiving each other playing that shit. You know, that's the definition of fun right there.
So here's like you mentioned Mega Man, so would you say the same thing about Cuphead?
Yes, even though it's frustrating as fuck, it's still fun.
Yeah, that's one of those that like is super frustrating. It might be more frustrating than it is fun, to be honest.
I think you might be right, but out of frustration comes fun, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, when you win like each level or each boss, you're like, god damn, that satisfaction just tops everything, that all the frustration that pent up on you.
You know, I think that's why a lot of the old school games are fun, because of that frustration. It's kind of interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also, you know, the joy of triumph, you know?
But you're also cupheading cheesy like those old games, which is to its benefit, you know.
Artificial difficulty.
Yeah. Artificial. Yeah, it's like this game's just...
I'm being sarcastic.
All right. Guardian Heroes, that's another one. We can name a bunch of games right now.
Yeah, another one of those
Monster Hunter games. Monster Hunter's a perfect one.
Oh, yeah, Monster Hunter.
Watch our streams, man. We have fun as shit. Don't compare our Monster Hunter stream to that Fortnite stream we did. Totally different. We were not having fun, me and Carlos.
Just exclude the one where we got third place.
Yeah, hey, we still, that's good, man. That's good. You know, out of 100? Shit, I'll take that. You know? I mean, the people in the chat were having fun. We weren't, you know? Fuck that game. All right, anybody else? Fun games? Yo, Chris, man, say the obvious, man. Say the obvious. Say it. Say it.
What, Dark Souls?
Besides that. But you're on the right, a couple generations before that. What's the original Dark Souls, man?
Oh, Castlevania?
There you go. There you go.
I was about to go, you like...
Come on, Chris. Cool, man. All right, anybody else want to jump in? Fun game. Actually, let's do the flip one. The second part of the question is, what game would you call... what games fill you full of dread, fear, and uneasiness? Damn, son.
Hellblade.
Yeah, Hellblade.
I mean, I didn't find it dreadful, but I mean, I'm not coming from the same place as you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what it is? I didn't find any of those. I found the game very atmospheric, but it didn't really do anything for me emotionally. You know what I mean?
I mean, in the sense that, like, that the game was intriguing, it was compelling, it was thought-provoking. I wouldn't say it was a pleasant experience, but again,
it's not supposed to be. It's the plot. Yeah, this is the opposite. This is games that... I guess they're still enjoyable, but they're not pleasant. You know,
well, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't ever say like Hellblade was fun. Like that's the furthest word I would use to describe what Hellblade was.
Dude, great game. Yeah, if you say that's fun, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
The part of it that I did find fun actually was just the little lore stuff. You know, the Norsemen say, you know, that stuff.
Oh yeah,
I found those things fun. But I wouldn't say that game was. I wouldn't say it was a fun game. I would also put Last of Us on there.
It's one of that
game I could not play ever again. Once was done. I just don't find that world very. It just feels incredibly bleak, and you know, after working for so many hours and having to go into this horrible bleak world where everybody's fucked up. You know, there's a MacGuffin creature that makes things fucked up. Everybody wants to fuck each other over. I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't want to go there. But, you know, like, you look at a place like, we go to a place like Bloodborne, I wouldn't say that the world is fun in that way, because it is obviously very bleak, that world. But I also find it a bit fun in the fact that there's new things to see. You know what I mean? Like, I think the joy of exploration of that fucked up world is interesting and intriguing.
I think there's also a cool dynamic, at least with Bloodborne, in the sense that the whole idea where the whole idea or the thematic is of people giving into the bloodlust. Like, as you start to level and get better at the game, you start to find yourself just enjoying laying the fuck into things, and eventually you're just like, let's see how much fucking blood I can get covered in. And it's actually part of the narrative of the game. Like, so I like that even though it's oppressive at first, like, eventually you're just like, woo, stabbing things in the face. At least Chris and I do.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Well, at least you don't turn into a monster like everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't use that specific weapon, you don't. Oh,
yeah. Don't use... All right, anybody else?
Well, is this the fun or
the not fun. Yeah, the not fun. Just the unfun games that are still enjoyable.
Resident Evil 7?
Yeah, I'm never going to play that shit again. Fuck that.
I didn't enjoy a second of it, but I enjoyed the experience. It's just kind of freaking weird.
I wouldn't even watch Chris stream that shit. I'd be too scared. You know?
Chris will make it not scary. He'll just be like, all right, come on, bitch.
it'll be like Bruce Campbell playing it.
Yeah, it'll be like Bruce Campbell playing it.
I want to watch that.
Let's go.
I'll even say Detroit that I'm playing right now. Like,
yeah, that's not
that
fun.
It ranges from mundane to like kind of intense, and you have consequence for every decision. So you're kind of sitting there like, oh god. I mean, you can definitely play through and be like, woo, just making choices on the fly. But for the most part, you're like, oh shit, what is that gonna do? Oh shit, what is this gonna do? Oh shit, what's that gonna do?
I think what else? I know Silent Hill, the original one. I was kind of like on edge playing it because you got the fog, and this was PS1, so the draw distance wasn't far to begin with. And they put fog in it, and all you know that something's coming at you is your radio starts going haywire, right? So that was pretty spooky.
Eternal Darkness.
Or Silent Hills, the PT thing.
PT would have been. Just that demo was a bit of fucking pure pants.
The saddest game we'll never see.
Let's see, what other games that I have ever dread to go back to? Or, you know, just like never had... have fun. I don't know. It tends to be along the lines of kind of horror games for me. I'm not a fraidy cat, but I just have that dread of kind of going back into that. I mean, I would have to say the first ever would be the Castlevania 2. And I remember me and Adam playing that shit late at night, just being fucking scared out of our minds, especially when it says, you know, the cursed day is replaced by the night. And you're like, oh, fuck, the town had turned to monsters.
Yeah. All right, man, let's move on here. Where are we? We got some extra questions, so thank you guys. All right. So next up is our guy with our favorite name, Spacey's Pleasure Yacht. So his first question is, what are some gaming flops that you wish succeeded so they would become a franchise? Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, man.
The Bouncer. Again, it goes in the line of sort of those sorts of fun games that you know, beat 'em up type of games. I liked it.
Ninja Theory's Devil May Cry. Oh. And I'm being controversial. I'm not joking around. That is my actual answer. Fuck that.
I mean, what controversial? Here's one. Bully.
That's not controversial. No, that's not,
yeah, everybody loves that game.
Yeah, but try making one now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can't do it. Steph said Splatterhouse. Didn't they make a couple of those games?
They did.
There's one on PS3. Yeah.
I don't know. I think he was answering Splatterhouse for...
That was not a fun game, but it was enjoyable.
What are you talking about? That was fun as hell, throwing those people against the wall and smashing them.
Yeah, that is true.
And then Batman did it, remember? When he made that Super NES
one. Yes.
Pretty much Splatterhouse Batman Edition. Yeah.
Splatterhouse Batman Edition.
Yeah, Adam, I'm going to you. What games that flop did you want to become a franchise?
The Suffering. I thought would have been cool. That was a fun game. There was another one, the Warriors. It didn't flop, but they just never made another one, and I thought that would have been cool.
If they got to make more GTA.
You know, Ghostbusters, the movie one, when they did the book Ghostbusters, the game, that was great. And I thought they were going to continue on with that, and they just never did.
I got Scalebound.
Oh, Scalebound. Damn, that should never even came out.
Yeah, but he played in his mind.
But my real answer is Lost Odyssey. Like, that game was too freaking good. Like, and it didn't get anything. Like, I don't think everyone wants a sequel, too. I don't know. I don't think it even sold over 1 million copies. But yeah.
Yo, the skull says the Order 1886.
Oh shit!
They were working on one. Remember, I told you they were working on one. They sent that email out.
Damn. Ooh, Heavenly Sword. That's a good one, Mike D.
So a lot of Ninja Theory stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Ninja Theory never made sequels.
No, they haven't done any sequels. Every game has kind of been a one and done.
Hey, Seth, Dragon.
Actually, no, they did make one sequel. They made a Disney Infinity.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Miguel says Rise of Rome.
Oh. I mean, you know, you enjoyed that game, right, Tony?
I did. I liked it. The history was all fucked up, but I enjoyed it, you know?
Play a little fast and loose with some history.
Very fast and loose.
If they made a Rise Son of Rome, would it be Rome 2? Would it be copying Rise Son of Rome?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But I was going to say, Seth, I'm like, Drakengard had three fucking games. You know?
Which one was Drakengard?
Drakengard was the games made by the guy who made Yotaro. Yeah.
No, there was only two Drakengard. No,
three. I reviewed the third one. That game was fucking trash. Ooh, horrible game. You know, I got shit for that one. I gave that a 5.5 back in DualShockers. Ooh, man, I gave it a 4.5 out of 10. I was like, this game is trash, people. I'm sorry. You know. Gravity Rush doesn't count. Two came out last year. Yeah, just came out last year, bro.
Two games. And to be honest, you know, if you played all the way to the end of the game, they kind of closed things up pretty tight. If they wanted to make a sequel, they can. If they don't, everything's been closed.
Yeah, but there's got to be other games out there that are like, yo, that game was good. Why didn't they make another one? But I'm blanking right now.
Singularity.
Oh, there you go. What about Spec Ops The Line? Everybody likes that one, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that one had that weird problem.
What was the problem?
The problem was that nobody bought it.
Oh.
that could be a problem.
There is a Watch Dogs 2 school.
Yeah, there is a Watch Dogs 2, man. And the game did well. Here's the thing. Both Watch Dogs games did well. Even the first one sold a lot, you know?
There's two Lost Planets, I think.
Yeah, three. And there's a few Resistance games. There's three of those.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we need Resistance back, man.
I know Manny mentioned Vanquish earlier. I would Freedom love Fighters. Vanquish.
Hell yeah, Vanquish?
Oh, hell yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, shout out to Riku. Fucking, we need another Warhawk game, man.
Do we?
I'm joking. I'm sorry. Warhawk
or something? Hey, that's a valid question. Why does everybody keep bringing up that game? I played some of that thing. I didn't like it. I'll just say that I didn't like it.
It was really good. I like how they incorporated all the. Go ahead.
Torrance would say Dark Void.
Yeah, he would say that.
Did anybody like that game?
Torrance.
Besides Torrance.
Didn't he like Lair? Like, I thought he liked that, didn't he?
Okay. I know Hip Hop liked Lair.
Yeah, you know he did, man.
Hip Hop wants another Rise of Cobra game.
Oh, shit. Man, get out of here with that Metal Gear Rising bullshit, man. Fuck that game.
You know, Rising was fun to me.
You know it was trash.
Here's the thing. A lot of people like that game, and I can't fault them for it. I wasn't a big fan of it, but, you know. If that game controlled like Nier Automata, I'd be like, yo, man, straight cash, give me that. But that weird parry system, I don't know about that one.
It was bullshit. Right, anybody else?
Bullshit.
It's bullshit, Mr. Davis.
What was the question again?
The question was, what game did you really like that never got a sequel because it flopped?
Oh, because it flopped. Metal Gear didn't flop, though.
Yeah, that is true. Metal Gear Rising sold very well.
Afro Samurai.
They got a sequel.
I don't count that as a sequel.
It still came out. It still came out though.
Okay, a sequel to that game that flopped.
Okay.
Yeah, because it wasn't the same type of game as the original one.
I'm so excited. I'm like, yes, Afro Samurai is coming back. Okay, it's episodic. That's fine. I can deal with that. It's no problem. First one comes out and just pure trash. I'm like, wow. Cool. Guess that this is dead.
It wasn't that bad. I'm quoting you right now, Brian. Oh, God.
I stayed away from it.
Yeah. Techno, you know, we love you, brother, but you may want to rethink that. Alpha Protocol? I don't know about that one, brother, but hey, that's your answer. So,
what was that one with the psychic game, the PsyOps, right?
PsyOps, yeah, where you throw things around and you did all that stuff. Yeah, that was a good one.
Haze. Yo, man, do we need the Halo Killer to come back?
Yeah, you know,
Bionic Commando when Capcom tried to bring that back with the guy with the dreads.
Oh, but that game wasn't that good.
That's what I'm saying. Fix this shit. That's a good franchise.
Second time's a charm.
Yeah, Freedom Force, Master Shake.
Third time, fourth time. Yeah, Freedom Force. Remember that? That was a superhero one though. We got a bunch of those now. Fighters now. That was a good one.
Yeah, Freedom Force was essentially like those ultimate Marvel Ultimate Alliance games.
Kal-El Advent Rising. Hey, you know. The original Mass Effect, right? That game fucking bombed, son. I remember, by the way, quick story, because Tommy Tallarico did the music for that game, right? And on his show, he shitted on every game except that one. On Judgment Day, I'm like, come on, son.
That was my as much as I liked that show, I just felt like definitely with Tommy Tallarico being on there and being the person in the game industry, he couldn't really review his games. It seemed a little bit like he obviously Maximo was a good game. He's like, yeah, I love Maximo. It's like, well, you're kind of biased, bud.
Skull, really, man? Mortal Kombat Special Out Forces.
I think some people are just
trolling right now.
But hey, here's the thing. Some people could like these games, it's kind of if you build it, they will come idea.
Probably one guy there that loves the fuck out of Special Forces. You know, it's the greatest game of all times. Barry Byrne says, I think Resident Evil Revelations 2 was actually good. That's because you're biased. That's because you were in the game, Barry.
I was in the game.
All right, man. Let's move it on. We kind of got asked this question before, but this one's a little bit more targeted. This will be interesting. Okay. If the ex-Def Jam developers decided to make a game based off of rock stars and heavy metal artists, who would you want to see in this game? What would you call the game, and what fighting genre would it be? Very interesting.
It would have to be, if it's the same Def Jam, it had to be the same thing. It's like the different fight styles, the wrestling aspect. It would have to be that. You could have Slayer.
I was going
to
say Slayer was on Def Jam, you know?
Yeah, bring them back. You got to get a bunch of those guys. Gwar, of course, you would have to have Gwar, mm-hmm. As a tag team or something in there. That would be crazy.
I guess you got to get the Metallica guys in there because they're popular, get them in there. Hey, you could have them versus Megadeth,
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be crazy. And then for rock guys, you could have like Led Zeppelin in there,
Eddie will be like a hidden character.
Iron Maiden,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah. And then I guess don't mess with the same formula if it worked for that one. But I kind of don't see rock stars being that type of game. You know what I mean? I don't know.
There's either that or you essentially do the Revolution X route.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Revolution X.
By the way, shout out to Othello. He's answering for the previous question, but
too human. Damn.
I just wanted to mention that.
What about you, Carlos? What rock stars do you want to see in this game, man?
Oh man, Keith Moon.
There you go. He was crazy.
He'd kill it, but he'd just have one move and he'd blow everybody up, and then that's it. He'd be gone.
Yeah, what else was crazy? Fucking Ozzy Osbourne, of course.
Yeah, biting heads off of everybody.
You'd be biting heads.
That's it. Slipknot.
Yeah, just because of the mass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, the other thing about it is it also could not be, if it's the same developer, but I don't know. I also feel like if you were put a bunch of rock guys in a game, it'd probably have to be like some sort of beat 'em up game.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, I think so.
I would. I mean, I almost feel like Brutal Legend was a little bit of that.
Yeah, it was.
I'd have Creed, and then they'd have the power of prayer.
Oh man!
Can you take me higher?
But, uh-oh, here we go. Skull says David from Disturbed. Oh, wow.
Trying to think who else.
Can you?
Creed.
As much as I hate Creed, it is hilarious to sing any of their songs because of that voice he always puts on.
Well, you could always also do Godsmack. They do the same kind of voice, you know?
Go away. So far away. Every song's got a way in it.
Remember, Godsmack was actually part of the soundtrack for Prince of Persia. The second one. What's the name of it? Warrior Within. Remember?
Yeah.
Ah! Stand alone!
How about Aelstorm?
Well, yeah, there you go. Bunch of drunken, crazy guys. That'd be awesome.
I mean, that song was, that I Stand Alone song was in The Mummy.
Yeah, it was. That song was everywhere. It was like the alien song in movie trailers back in the day, you know? Yeah. But yeah, I like Aelstorm. You have like a bunch of guys on a pirate ship doing crazy stuff. That'd be good. Stained. Wouldn't a guy just be playing acoustic guitar the whole time?
Marilyn Manson would have to be in there too.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Nickelback, get out of here with that, man.
I want to see Mike Ness in there.
Oh, here's a perfect one. Chris Jericho from Fozzy.
Yeah. Well, then that would be a wrestling game at that point.
That would be damn right. Yeah.
There you go. I like that one. Right, anybody else?
You know, the original name for Fozzy was Fozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, it was.
It was supposed to be an Ozzy Osbourne, like,
cover band or something. I thought it was just going to be a cover band. I didn't know it was going to be legit.
Well, no, that's what happened. It had done so well for him that he's like, you know what, maybe we need to just turn this into a real thing, because they were supposed to be like a Spinal Tap group.
Yeah, because it was a real band, though, that he picked up. Wasn't it a Beat Feast, Manifesto, something like that?
But the thing is,
Stuck Mojo. It was a bunch of guys from Stuck Mojo.
But the first album, I think, was mostly covers. And then the second one was like, let's just do some real songs, man.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. So they're like, oh, yeah, man, this is kind of fun. Maybe we should just take this thing seriously.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's move on here. And the rest of these questions are ones that you guys submitted to us tonight, so thank you for that. Otherwise, the show would have been over right now. that would have been crazy. All right, so the first one here is from Subgata. So he goes, what is your most anticipated game for 2019? He goes, for him, it's Left Alive. All right, what's coming out next year? I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Call of Duty Division 2.
Call of Duty!
March 19th.
The only one off the top of my head is Resident Evil 2 Remake. Let's go.
Yeah, that's
but it's fine. A remake, really?
Yeah, hell yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, well. Well, yes, I am very hyped for that. I can't wait, you know? But what else is coming out next year? I know there's a bunch of shit dropping.
Division 2. Division 2.
Crackdown 3.
Yeah, Crackdown 3. You know?
We're coming out. That's fake news right there, Carlos.
Ghost of Tsushima.
I would say Ghost of Tsushima is probably my more anticipated game.
Actually, and I mean, is there a reason why The Last of Us wouldn't come out next year?
No, not really. So I guess you could say that.
Yeah, because I think that's going to be next year.
All right, these guys in the chat are going off Last of Us 2, Days Gone, Rage 2, Fire Emblem.
Red Dead's multiplayer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so Ghost of Tsushima, I think, for me. The Last of Us 2, if that comes out.
What about Anthem?
I can wait.
Say what now?
Anthem.
What's that?
Yeah, see.
Anthem, the game.
I'm not hyped at all.
No.
They showed me enough.
In one ear, out the other, man.
You're not ringing a bell.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3, Final Fantasy 7 remake ain't coming out next year, bro.
No way. Game, even there was an interview with Tetsuya Nomura. He's like, yeah, that game's not coming out any soon. We had to go back to formula on this one.
Yeah.
Mike in the chat says Star Citizen.
Yeah. Good luck on that one.
He goes, oh wait, too soon. Get Miguel Just Dance 2019. Master,
you guys are like,
yeah, well, meet Jay if you like that.
Yeah, Code Vein, Master Shake says
Days Gone.
Yeah, that's coming.
I know it's coming. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. NFL 2K19.
Is that an actual question, Brian?
Yeah. Why?
Because I like the horde mechanics. The fact they can have like hundreds and hundreds of, I don't really give a shit if it's zombies or not. The fact that you can have hundreds and hundreds of enemies all kind of piling over each other in a wave, like that seems intriguing to me. It seems like something that's kind of new. I haven't played a game like that.
Brett, would you say you are a hoarder?
I would say I'm a hoarder. It really depends on what kind of game it turns out to be. If it turns out to be running away from things in a series of quick time events, then that's one thing. But if you actually get the point to like drive through a sea of zombies that are all like piling up, and if they pile up too much and like the car bogs down, like I can see some fun things in the gameplay of that. I'm not saying like I'm holding my goddamn breath, but it ought to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Also, speaking of zombie games, doesn't Dying Light 2 come out 2019?
I believe it does, yeah.
Oh, that.
There yeah. you go. That's a good
Absolutely
one.
Absolutely that.
I'm looking forward to playing with my buddies on that one.
But yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The most anticipated game for me is Resident Evil 2 Remake. I'm keeping it real right now.
I'm with Tony on that one. I can't wait.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that one's up there, but I think Ghost of Tsushima takes it for me.
And I'll play Shadows Die Twice. Cause
yes.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Samurai Souls.
It's not real exactly Samurai Souls. It's not exactly Samurai Souls. It's more like Tenchu Samurai Souls.
Yeah, I'll take it, man. I'll take it. It looks good because, like, literally I got the vibe, like, besides the Tenchu stuff, like, some of the enemy designs look like they were straight out of Dark Souls. So,
your like, Barry, yeah.
Typical Tenchu people, you're just fighting under other fucking samurai and ninjas and shit. These are brutal-looking mutant people.
13 Sentinels by Vanillaware. I don't know this one, but Vanillaware, you already caught my interest.
Yeah, it's a, they showed a couple of seconds of that one on a previous E3 or something.
Vanillaware, that's all you need to get my attention, man. Barry
it's
says
like a, it's like yeah. a robot game, right?
Vanillaware, that's all I need to hear. Barry says Agent and StarCraft Ghost.
Oh man. Whoa, pour one out. StarCraft Ghost, man. That was like the blue balls of like the early 2000s, man.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever get to see gameplay of that? There was no gameplay. There was just no mad stuff. That's what I'm saying. Actually, there was
a gameplay trailer of that thing, and that's what makes it even worse.
Shout out to the Star Wars 1313.
Man.
Oh, shit.
They showed gameplay of that shit.
They did, man.
Man. Wow,
what'd you get? Battlefront 2.
Yeah. Miguel says he heard that game will be harder than Dark Souls. I'm guessing the Tenchu game is going to be harder. So what happens? You boot up the game and you die in real life? Is that how it
This game is harder than you think.
Star Wars The Fallen Order. What's that?
Is that the game that made out. By...
Excuse me?
Was that the Amy Hennig?
Yeah, no. The
pour that one that? Out.
Yeah, what? That's dead.
Isn't that the fucking Oh my god, Titanfall guys, Respawn.
Is it?
I'm not sure.
They got a game.
Let me Google.
Yeah, Skull says Deep Down. That shit ain't coming.
Oh god damn it! Yeah.
Oh, we got Deep Down. It's Monster Hunter.
It's Monster Hunter. There you go. It's
Monster Hunter.
Monster.
The Fallen Order is Respawn. Okay, is it coming out next year? Is it coming out next year, though?
It's called Star Wars Jedi.
Jedi.
Ooh,
Darkstalkers. Darkstalkers 3. I'm fucking there, man.
Darkstalkers 3?
No, yeah. Darksiders. My bad. Darksiders.
Darkstalkers, I'm going to say, man.
You want to talk about franchises that need to get poured one out? Darkstalkers, man. That shit is dead.
And Capcom was like, if this game does okay, remaster does okay, we'll make a new game. Oh, didn't do okay.
Yo, Furry just goes Call of Duty World War II.
Well, in World War II, they don't do all the different portions of the war, so maybe they can go to Japan.
Yeah, I like that. World War II. man.
Control by Remedy, that's a good one.
Almost forgot about that shit.
Oh yeah, that Inception looking shit.
Is that 2019?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's funny. The first thing you see about it, it has a date and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm fucking ready.
It's funny.
Brian, did you say Metro?
Sorry.
Excuse me?
It's funny. We've seen like almost 25 minutes of Death Stranding, and we know absolutely nothing about what we're going to be doing in that game. We see 1 minute and 25 seconds of Control, and we're like, sold. We know what we're doing. We know what we are. We know who we're playing. Interesting.
Well, hey, Manny, I got to see 20 minutes of it. But you're right. We know what we're getting, you know, and we know when it's coming, you know?
I know something else. I'm definitely Brian. Just Cause 4, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Just Cause 4.
I can't wait to see what else. Because at the end, he's like, he's going to ride a tornado on surfing on a car. I'm like, I'm in. Sold.
I thought Just Cause 4 was this year, like December.
Oh, isn't it this year? Oh. Yes, this year.
Whoa! Even better. Okay. Yep. I'm still looking forward to it.
You didn't see that coming.
Brian, don't you like the Metro games?
Yes, I do. I think they are fantastic.
You know Metro Exodus is coming next year.
I am aware of that.
There's like two games Brian's looking forward to the whole, like, every year. And Metro's like, gotta be one of them, right?
It's always Metro.
It's not my fault that, like, most games are just, like, boring. So, yeah.
Yeah, unless it's Sengun Kagura, right?
apparently there's another one next year as well. So, damn. I'm just waiting.
Hey, Brian just likes riding the Metro.
There you go, man. All right, Alan Wake 2, get out of here, guys. You're being silly right now.
Yeah,
Alan Wake 2. How are they making Alan Wake 2? Because they're already making... They're making Control.
Maybe that is Alan Wake 2. I don't know. Master Shake goes, Metro comes out on Super February. Everybody, every game comes out February 22nd, man. It's crazy.
Super February.
Gamageddon, man.
You know?
Open your wallets, guys, man.
And that's the second Gamageddon for next year. January 29th is a Gamageddon 2. A bunch of shit dropping that day.
Isn't it like three or four games coming out that day?
Pretty much, you know.
Including Resident Evil?
Yes. I can't wait.
I'm telling you, watch the online component of Red Dead drop in that time frame and just fuck everybody up.
Like, oh, y'all got plans? Drop. Damn. That'd be fucked up. All right, man, let's move on here. From Miguel Perez. All right, so his first one is actually his only one. This is an interesting one. How old does a game need to be considered retro? Now, before we answer this, I want to tell you guys a fun little story that happened on Twitter the other day, right? So this guy had like a meme chart or whatever, right? It basically showed like games from this generation, new school gamer, games from earlier this generation, old school gamer, games from last generation, ancient gamer. I'm like, then what the fuck does that make me, a prehistoric gamer? I've been playing since NES. What the fuck are you talking about? You know?
We're old as dirt, Tony.
Yeah, so I'm like, damn, how young do you have to be if you think an ancient gamer was playing Last of Us? You know?
I was playing Kick the Can, I mean, man.
He's treating it like rap. Yo, man, that shit is old.
Yeah,
but it came out yesterday.
It's played out, son. But yeah,
that's only one gen back, so that can't qualify to anyone as old.
To him, it's ancient, you know?
That's not.
Yeah, but anyway.
I love the concept of anybody considering, like, long ago, there were people that played these disc-based games. Like, son, you don't even know. You just have to blow into the cartridges and shit, like... There's a whole world that you haven't even realized.
I saw a whole breakdown about blowing into cartridges, and that it was just a waste of time. That it was really happening.
No, that shit worked. That shit worked.
It made you feel better.
So it was a placebo, basically, right?
Yeah, it was actually on the other end. It was the connections just getting all muffled up.
Yeah. To answer the question, and I want to see if you guys object to this, I say if a game is 20 years old, I'll consider it retro. Although, to me personally, anything that's before the PS2 era is retro. After PS2 era, I don't consider that retro, even though I'm fully aware that PS2 games will become 20 years old eventually. But my category is, if the game came out before PS2, I'll consider it retro. After PS2, not retro. What do you guys say?
I think PS2 games are retro. For me, the criteria would be sort of... like a generation that a lot of people who are like a significant chunk of gamers were not alive for. And I don't think, like, for example, the Fortnite crowd I don't think most of them were alive or cognizant or playing video games during the PS2 era. Because PS2 was, what, 99 till...
No, PS2 was 2000 until, you know, so 2000 onward, basically.
2005, pretty much?
Yeah, 2005, yeah. 2006, actually. That's when PS3 came out. So that's six years, yeah.
2006 was the year my nephew was born. And, like, he's a huge... Like, he plays a lot of video games, and he's in middle school. So, like, he has no idea of what PS2 was. Like, PS2 for him is what Atari 2600 was for me.
Damn. So that's why I want to know, you know, you guys is, you know, like, to me, a PS2 game is still a new game, you know?
By Carlos' logic, wouldn't that be like, so from the time that, like, you were 3 years old playing a game to the time, like, the youngest possible version, like, of your kid, like, the next human generation would be about 18 years. Would you say that 18 years then is a pretty good benchmark? Because retro generally means, like, the last generation's stuff.
Yeah, because that's why I usually go with 20 years is considered for classics. That's why I usually go for 20 years, you know? And it slides, too, you know? So, in, like, for me, like, what, 2 years from now, then PS2 would be considered retro because it's 20 years old, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that.
I don't have too much issue with that because, like, at the end of this generation, PS2 would become retro. But I already think that PS2 is retro right now, so it's kind of like we're clutching at straws at the
screen. Yeah, I think so. I think we could all agree PS2 is either retro or it's going to be retro very soon.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
If you could download it as ROMs, then it's retro. You know what I mean? Like, I could download PS2 right now as ROMs. It's considered old.
I don't think we're really going to disagree with this one, are we, guys? All right. Nah. We'll move on to the next question then. This is from, I don't know who this person is, Solitary Zombie. What's going on, Kristen? So she goes, have you guys ever not finished a game because of your save data getting lost or deleted? Ooh, this is one of the worst things to happen to a gamer, man. I haven't had this happen to me. I don't think. Maybe I did. I could be completely forgetting. Although if I did have it, I'm pretty sure I would forget. That shit is traumatized. I know a bunch of cats this happened to. You know, It's like they were on the cusp of beating the game, and then the shit gets corrupted, and they're like, "I'm never gonna play this shit again" because they're so heated. You know,
I've never lost any of my save data for any sort of game. But you know what? I do know somebody, my brother, who had Final Fantasy IV, or you know, yeah, what would be considered Final Fantasy II on Super Nintendo. And he had a bad battery inside of it, and it would not save games. So, yeah, he would constantly lose the game after a while.
Damn, that's brutal. I wish I had some of these guys in here that had these horror stories, man, but I never had that happen to me. The closest I had was I lost my Resident Evil 5 information after I switched over to a new PS3, but I had already gotten to Platinum, so it didn't matter, you know? Kristen says I just lost my Pokemon save file from the past few days, and I need to commiserate. Damn, my condolences.
Yeah, I have something similar. Pokemon Silver? I put in like maybe 100 or 200 hours in that freaking game, and like I was still playing it, and then I guess the battery died in the cartridge, and all my save data was gone, and I just stopped playing it. I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna start over. Like, I just put too much time into this shit to start over. So, yeah, Pokemon for me also. But it kind of doesn't answer the question because, like, I beat the top 10 by then. So,
yeah, sort the Elite Four or whatever.
The Master Trainers. I don't know what they change them, but it's kind of the same iteration almost every game.
Adam, I'm looking at you because you seem to be the kind of guy that this type of shit would happen to.
It happened on my PlayStation, the first one, I had Tomb Raider, and I got really far, and then I think I actually lost the memory card, and I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm not doing this over. So, yeah, it was for the first Tomb Raider, when that first Tomb Raider came out. And I think an ex-girlfriend took this shit, because she was doing something, she had her own save file, and then we broke up, and yeah, I think that's what happened. She wound up keeping shit.
Damn, son. That's crazy.
It is what it is.
Yeah. All right, anybody else? Chris? Brett? Anybody?
I mean, the last time I remember that happening to me, we had a power surge here, and I lost. I had to start Far Cry 5 over because I'd lost all of it, and I didn't. It didn't cloud save or nothing, so the save got corrupted actually, and I had to start the game over again. But I did start it over. I did beat it, but I was pissed. I was like that. I'm like, shit, that was like 6-7 days. I fucking went through it, and it wasn't that the game didn't save, it just got corrupted, and it never synced to PS Plus, so I didn't have it.
Man, that's some bullshit. Yeah.
But then I had Mandetta, so I just fucking started the game over again. I'm like, fuck that.
Yo, Seth goes, he lost his Metal Gear Solid 4 data with the Solidus skin.
With the Solidus skin?
Yeah, wasn't that like the ultimate? I think he means Big Boss skin.
You get that final like skin that he has, like camouflage. Yeah.
Man, Brett, did this ever happen to you, man? Memory loss?
No, not really. I'm trying to. I mean, not for a long time. I still remember I had to walk away from the original Zelda for like a month because a motherfucker pressed the reset button on the console, not realizing that erases all your save files on the original OG Zelda. So as soon as you hit the reset button, all your save files just boom, gone. Fucking sucked.
Brutal. All right, and again, man.
This is when I was old enough not to know how to. I didn't know how to read yet. So, like, I was just blundering my way through that fucking game. So, I was, like, 40 hours of, like, just gone. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what to do again. God damn it.
Goddamn read, damn it.
I was 3.
Like, I'm not literate yet, motherfucker.
I know it told me where the next dungeon is. I don't fucking know. I just got to wander around until I fucking find one.
The truth says he had to buy an S, Xbox One S, because a power surge messed up his original Xbox. Fuck. Ooh, not good.
Damn.
Hope you had that shit saved to the cloud. You know.
Wow. I lost my Final Fantasy 7 file like on disc 3.
Damn.
Like literally lost it because it was we had memory cards back at that point.
Oh, you lost the whole card. Oh.
I lost the card. Yeah, I went over to my buddy's house and I was showing him like I went to show him Final Fantasy. I was like, yeah, man, check out my save file. Like my I got some badass skills. I went to like find my characters. Like where the fuck is my game? Like, looked all over, never found my memory card. But how old is that where you actually have to pat your pockets and be like, where's my game?
Yeah, man, that's how you know we're old.
Alternatively, I did accidentally save over a save file with an earlier file. Because, you know, like you keep sometimes you'll keep multiple save files. Mm-hmm. So, just in case. So I went back and I accidentally saved over a specific save file, which had progress because I wanted to go back and check something. And I accidentally saved over my original file, the one that was further. And I had to go back and play again.
Damn.
But that's on me.
Yeah. All right, man. The last two questions here from Mr. Fergus, who I hope is still with us. All right. So the first one is, are the sales of Switch slowing down or is PS4 just in high demand? Besides January, PlayStation has been the best-selling console every month in the NPDs. All right, Chris, I'm going to go to you since you're the salesman. What's going on? I don't think Switch sales are slowing down, really, but I could be wrong. So what's going on?
Well, they slowed down slightly just because of there's a gap. There's like a lull. They're releasing a lot of indie games, but there isn't a lot of first-party coming out yet. And a lot of people might be waiting on like Smash Bros at the end of the year or the Pokemon game. So it has. I noticed when a pre-3 it was at 15 and change, and it was like 17 and change. So it slowed down slightly, but it's not really like ground down. PlayStation though sales like fluctuates across regions, but in the most part, it's still high. Like, so it's still selling very, very well, considering how long the system has been out. I think I talked about this when I was saying that to make their Nintendo's projection of selling 20 million systems by their end of this fiscal year, I said, I don't know if, did I talk about this? Anyway, they projected they're going to sell 20 million. That was Kimishima out the door. You know what I say about that guy. He's a bullshit. So he said 20 million. Then he's like, he gave the keys to this new dude. So now it's up to him to make that happen. I honestly don't think they can make that happen, considering with blockbusters like Zelda and Odyssey last year, that they hit 15 and change by the fiscal year, that all you have really, this is why investors bought up, by the way, we talked about that, that you don't have those kinds of titles going into the next fiscal year unless you are hiding something like major. And it's not going to be Bayonetta or whatever. Bayonetta is not Zelda, and neither is Metroid Prime, you know? And it's not Mario Odyssey either. So unless you're hiding something huge before the holiday, or then you're not going to hit that. So it's slowed down, but it may slow down more. I don't know how many systems Smash Bros. Will move. It might move a good amount, so might Pokemon, but it's not going to move as much as like Mario and Zelda did. So I don't see them hitting 37 million total worldwide sales by then. But we'll see. I mean, I do the financial reports just like I always done, and we'll wait. But it's slowed down gradually. But honestly, they're just there's a lot of indie titles and not a lot of major titles on there right now. I mean, if you talk about Chris, Wolfenstein 2 and they're ports, you know, that's not big deals. Big deals are the first party games. Isn't that what the Nintendo fans always say? Well, we bought it for the first party games. Well, they're not there yet. This year,
you know, but the thing is, you know, and I want you to touch on this too, because it seems to me, I could be wrong, but just because like Switch isn't outselling PS4 doesn't mean it's selling bad. Or am I wrong there?
No, not really. Like I said, usually in Europe and North America, PS4 sells very, very well, and I'll pay Switch. Switch sells very well in Japan right now. The last few months it's the number one selling system in Japan still, but PS4 has been out in Japan a while, and it's second right to Switch. So even 3DS is under PS4 and everything else, so it's still selling very, very well. But that, it's not a bad thing that Switch is way outselling Xbox at this point. It slowed down slightly, but unless I think that Nintendo made a mistake not curating the E3 to build hype towards bigger titles, because he also did say on the way out the door, Kimishima I'm talking about, said that they didn't reveal everything they had coming out for the holidays and early 2019. And I was like, well, you're an idiot because you caused your stock to drop by doing that. And I don't know why you would intentionally do that.
He's like, they fired me. How dare they? I will take them down.
that's like inviting your cousin over for dinner, and then like your family's there and go, by the way, Joe's gonna make us a turkey dinner in about 2 hours. All right, good luck, man. I gotta go out now.
That's
what he just did to the new guy. 20 million by the end of the fiscal year. Oh yeah, Bob, you're in charge, man. Good luck.
I can just imagine my cousin, yo, what the fuck, son? All right, anybody else want to add anything to this? I think Chris covered it pretty well there, but yeah, just because Switch isn't selling some, just PS4 doesn't mean it's selling bad, guys. All right, okay, and the last question of the night, my friends recommend trash games for me to try, but they do slip a good one in every once in a while. So what is a game that you did not plan on getting but a friend recommended and you liked it? This is a tough one.
Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, really? Or is that a joke answer?
No, it's not. My friend recommended it to me. He's like, oh, like it's the new, I think it was still in beta. And he's like, yeah, this is going to be better than Dota and League of Legends. I'm like, ah, I don't really care. But I played because he kind of forced me to. He's like, yo, man, come on. Like he asked me every freaking week. He's like, are we going to play this week? Are we going to play this week? And I'm like, god damn it, let's just fucking play. And then I played it and I haven't fucking stopped since, man. 2+ years.
Every day, right?
Nah, not every day. That used to be back like last year. That was every day.
Damn.
Nah, not anymore. But it's every week pretty much.
All right. Come on, guys. Jump in.
It was. Oh, Brian told me to give Sniper Elite another chance, and I got Sniper Elite 3, and I loved it. That's fantastic. I was like, Sniper Elite's trash, and I had just played V2. I'm like, why does this guy walk around like he pooped his pants and all this shit? What's wrong with this game? And I thought the whole fucking franchise was like that. I said, no, play Sniper Elite 3, and I didn't. And I was like, oh shit, this is awesome. So yeah, I was totally wrong about that.
I don't think I ever got a game based off a recommendation. Manny, am I wrong in this? Like, from a friend recommendation? And I don't think you have either.
No, I don't.
I kind of know the games we want to play already, you know?
Yeah, I don't usually suggest games to you.
Yeah, and I don't suggest games to you either.
No.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess it's
kind of interesting. Yeah, plenty of game recommendations. You know, yo, you got to play this, you know, that.
It's like, yo, you checked out My Name is Mayo?
Double dip. So,
other than that, I mean, like, I, you know, maybe I've given suggestions to Chris every so often.
Like, yeah, I'm sure you guys have stuff to Chris all the time, you know.
And I don't think I've suggested anything to Brett, but Brett has said, you know, maybe this game might be good for you, but I don't know if I've actually played him. a couple of them was like, hey, why don't you play this? I'm like, never really done it on suggestions. I kind of have a good spider sense as to what things I might go for and what things I might not.
Yeah, and these days I can't take suggestions. I'm busy playing, you know, games for review. Although this is kind of interesting because I am currently playing the Mega Man X games because I need to review them, right? Riku's been recommending these games for years, so I guess I finally got around to them, you know?
He's the Mega Man X man.
Yeah, because he's always hearing me talking about Mega Man, because I love the old school Mega Man. He's like, hey, man, you got to play Mega Man X. I'm like, I never played them, but now I did, and you'll hear my thoughts on Thursday. Right, by the way, the embargo for that is weirding me out, because, like, I can talk about the games, because they've been out forever, but I can't talk about the features. You know what I mean? It's very interesting, you know? Like, say if I had played these games, I'm still free to talk about them, right? Like, oh, yeah, Mega Man X is dope. Mega Man X6 sucks. You know, but I can't say, hey, this feature is good. I can't talk about that yet. Weird spot. Brian, did you get any games based on friend recommendations?
Not really. For the most part, they recommend stuff like FIFA and Call of Duty. I'm just like, nah, thanks, I'm good.
You know?
So, no. Again, like, I'm kind of like you guys in that. If I see something, then I'll just buy it. These days, recommendations are more just like, hey, this person says this game is good. And yes, Brett, I have downloaded Singularity. I will play it after I finish here.
Oh, really?
You watch Moonlight, yes. Though?
Yes, I actually did. Like, last year
or something. It took like 2 years, but you got to it.
I got there in the end. That's all that matters.
That's what he said.
Yo. All right, anybody else? Adam?
Neo? But I haven't played it yet.
So you would say it's a counter.
He can't push it. It's on sale. It's like $5, some stupid amount. It's like, oh, all right, fine.
I know the game people keep recommending me, and it's to the point where, like, I'm going to not play it out of spite because it's all the fucking time. Witcher 3, I'm getting sick of that already. Stop recommending that fucking game.
Oh, yo, Tony, you should play the game, Richard.
Yeah, then shut the fuck up.
Play it then, Tony.
It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Have you thought about playing The Witcher 3?
I need to play the... you motherfuckers. Oh, man. Miguel says, my friend recommended me Heavenly Sword, and I bought it and never played it. Damn. You gotta play the game. That's part of the question.
Yeah, why is everybody not playing the games recommended to them? Like, this and this. I mean, I'm going to do it. I just haven't yet. Or I bought it and I haven't played it yet.
Damn, if that's the case, then I do count, because a lot of people have recommended Steam games, and I bought them. It's like, yeah, $1, sure, I'll buy it. I never play them. It's crazy, man.
It doesn't make sense, Tony. Like, you bought Destiny 1 and Destiny 2, and yet you're not going to play The Witcher 3. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, these things happen, man. The game came out the same year as Batman Arkham. I'm like, I got to make a choice here. Which one of these open world games am I going to play? I chose Batman. I don't regret that, you know?
But you still play Destiny, man. Fuck.
Yeah, but I played when it came out. Witcher's old now, man. That shit's played out, right, Manny?
You know, yo, man, that's old. That's a classic game now.
Yeah, right?
The second that you say that you don't have anything to do, Tony, I'm going to say you played Witcher 3. I'm going to like sit there and like wait for you like tweet that out.
Ah, but that's going to be interesting because I always have something to play. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, just wait.
And remember the stipulation.
Like one moment that you can flip up. And then that one moment is I'll be there and I'll jump on it.
Ah, but you remember my stipulation. I need to play The Witcher 2 first. Can't play Witcher 3? Yes, I do. That's my personal thing. I need to do it. Need to do
play
it.
Mass Effect 2 without playing Mass Effect 1.
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
You honestly don't. But then, by that logic, you can play The Witcher 1.
I'm thinking about it. I'm like, if I'm really going to go in on this franchise, I need to start with the original. I have all three of the games. I have them all, you know? But we'll see what happens.
Stream that shit.
Yeah. Miguel says, just wait for Cyberpunk. Yeah, I'll probably use it. That'll probably be my first CD Projekt Red game, to be honest. You know? I won't let that one slip by.
You're going to play it, you're going to love it, and then you'll be like, damn, I should play Witcher 3 right now.
Well, if they re-release Witcher 5 for play, if Witcher 3 for PlayStation 5, I'll play it. You know, it's a new game, quote unquote.
Well, here's the thing. Now, since these consoles are kind of
backwards compatible,
you could go back and play Witcher 3 in pro mode,
Pro
mode or mega mode or whatever the fuck they want to call it.
But I already got Witcher 3 on my PC though. My PC?
Nobody cares about that thing. I'm just kidding. Come on, guys.
Hey, check this out. That. Fergus says he bought Inside because of Carlos talking about it, and he still hasn't played it. Damn, that's a recurring theme tonight, son. You can play that game in 2 fucking hours, bro.
Yeah, that game is pretty short. Oh man, it's so weird too, but it's good.
Yeah. By the way, that's one way to get me to play a game. Hey, Tony, the game's only an hour or two. Shit, I'll play that. You know,
I'd buy that for $1.
You know exactly.
Yo, Tony. Witcher 3 is like 5 hours.
Oh shit! I'll play that.
Times 100.
That's like two. Not even half of the damn tutorial.
Witcher 3 is like.
I was gonna say that tutorial is long.
Witcher 3 is like those games. Like, just give up all the games you're gonna play for the next 5 years and play. I still don't know a single person that's beaten that fucking game.
What, The Witcher?
Yeah, The Witcher 3.
I beat it.
Okay,
there's one. Every single person.
I don't know two people that beat it.
Yeah, like Brian's the only one. Everyone that's recommended to me, I'm like, you beat it? No. It's like the way you're recommending this shit.
Tony, because these guys aren't gamers. Ooh. They don't finish games. I finish games.
Oh. Yo.
He's like, trust
my trophy list. Look at my trophy list. Like 100%, 100%, 100%. I finish games.
Whoa. Yo, all I gotta say is
I finished with 3, which I think was great.
I gotta say this, yo, Torrance, where you at? Where you at, Torrance?
I was gonna say, since Brian had to throw out those fighting words, I didn't finish it because it was trash.
Ooh.
Damn, oh,
damn.
Dang.
But Brett, you like CFD, so you got bad taste.
Oh.
I think Snowman is going down game. Right now.
Fade to the face.
God damn. Let's just agree that both of those games are trash.
Right. Brian's like, my shit talk goes to 11 because it's one load.
You know? Techno says he completed Witcher 3 and a DLC. Damn, son.
Oh, wow.
That's another one. Okay,
that
Miguel.
That's why they call you fabulous.
See, look at the fans. They beat the game. Okay, if I check your trophies, am I going to be able to verify that shit, though? I'm just saying.
Oh, yo, man, he's going to dox you, man. He's going to check your shit.
Oh.
I play it on PC, so I'm totally different. I'm playing The Witcher on console. What the fuck's that about?
Damn.
Oh. Yo, man, he's going to play that on the Master Machine.
The Master Machine. I like that one.
Master Computer.
Yeah, he plays it on the Master Computer. Hello, Brian. I am the Master Computer.
Yeah, all right, we're being silly right now, so let's wrap this motherfucker up. So thank you for watching and listening. Leave us a questions in the comment section of this episode here on YouTube or over on The Coalition, and we'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, Facebook, and Periscope at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. Tonight's joined by Emilio Lopez.
End of line.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Attack on Titan Season 3 is on. It's so good.
Nobody cares about that. It's all about Baruto now.
Brett Murdoch.
The Witcher 3 isn't really trash. I just feel like it's trash.
Adam Vale.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Manjoma.
Life lesson. If you have skeletons in your closet, then delete them from the internet.
Indeed, indeed. All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Later.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Thank you.